Welcome to this webinar. This is evaluation using smart KPIs. I'm going to explain what a smart KPI is and hopefully as we go through this session, unravel some of the mysteries of the difference between KPIs and objectives and goals, because a lot of people confuse this stuff and a lot of other people try and avoid this stuff like the plague. The reason being is it's some of the more technical sides of marketing and business development. So for some people, this is not the place they want to begin in their journey of plotting out good strategic outcomes for their business or their organization. But it is so, so vital to do this. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the background behind what really a KPI truly is and how to begin to factor these things really in as a valuable kind of ally to your marketing activities, into all the kind of strategic planning that you do, particularly important at this time of the year, but also and very importantly into the tactical activities that you do, because that is going to be crucial, I think, going forward. So really what we're doing here is we are looking at improving the measurement of our marketing effectiveness. You know, we all know as marketers, you know, we're doing our best, you know, it's busy times, it's all very complicated out there. There's a lot of chaotic noise and messages and counter messages going on. So we need, with all of these kind of global economic pressures also adding to this melee of noise out there, we need to make sure that we are super effective. And this is really where the essence of key performance indicators, KPIs, comes into play. So that's what we're going to talk about here, because we need to be demonstrating that we're spending less, getting better returns, becoming ultra efficient and ultimately very, very productive, so that we can both meet the targets of today and also protect our brand's longer term sustainability. Okay, so there's a short-term benefit of a key performance indicator kind of operating as a bit of a tool within your programs and activities and campaigns, and it will also benefit the longer term. And this is something important to remember. There are multiple benefits of KPIs, and I'm going to cover those as we go through this discussion. So how do you keep tabs on your marketing progress at the same time as showcasing your value across the organization? So how do you keep tabs on your progress, but at the same time show really where you're adding value to everybody who is able, willing, and hopefully should be listening to what you're discussing, what you're saying, what you're suggesting, the innovations, the way you're going to, you know, move away from sort of commoditized products and services that you maybe are, you know, coming through in your marketplace, probably through, you know, really significantly right now. There's a lot of me too in most sectors. You know, I think I often hear myself saying that, you know, I can get your products and services down the road from one of your competitors, and it will probably look and feel and sound pretty much the same. So there are challenges on us as marketers, and what we need to be doing is thinking about, and again, coming back to the phrase here, key performance indicators. The clue is in the name, it often is. And so what we need to be really finding are some things in our planning and in our activities, our plans, our projects, and our campaigns that will help us to keep tabs on how we're doing, but also will help us to showcase kind of the best bits, really actually where we are contributing to where our business, where our brand, or where our organization is attempting to go through these chaotic times. So KPIs, the first thing I want you to think about is that they're kind of evidence-based entities. They're not going to be the end game, okay? A KPI, a key performance indicator, is an indicator. It isn't the end game. And I'm going to explain to you in a moment just how these differ from your goals and objectives, because the clue is in the word indicator. Okay, but these are little statements, these are little pockets of evidence, these are little indicators, little flags, if you like, little traffic lights. And I'll come on to how you might want to portray these to others in the organization when you start to monitor these. But they are quantifiable, so they've got some numbers associated with them. So they're very objective things. They might be based around a directional outcome. In other words, they might be a little indicator of how you're progressing in a certain direction. That's going to be important. And they're going to enable you, if you choose to listen to them, choose to watch them, choose to pay attention to them, and really pay attention. Don't just have a report that's got a load of stuff in it and you produce it like a, you know, robot each month and you just put it out there and then you get back on with the day job. No, what these are for, you know, attracting your attention so that you can do something. Okay. On strategyhq.com suggests that good plans use around maybe between 5 and 7. We're going to explore this number of how many key performance indicators you should have as we go through this, but on strategyhq.com suggests that plans with 5 to 7 will help you to manage and track the progress of your plan. Okay, so these aren't things that are, you know, hugely onerous. We're not talking hundreds of indicators, but we're also not talking about an obsession with one or two things. Okay, but these are quantifiable, so they're very objective, probably numbers driven, numbers based, don't have to be, and we'll come on to that. But they are very much about giving you an opportunity to assess where you are, to judgments, maybe to change course, or maybe just to kind of do a little bit of tuning to keep yourself on course, because they're looking good, but you might want to just skew them slightly, the things that you're doing, based on these key performance indicators. Okay, so these are indicators, these are not goals. Okay, so they are fundamentally different, and I'm going to give you some examples in a moment of what is a goal and what is a key performance indicator. Because if you can create what we're talking here is smart KPIs, so they're specific, they're measurable, they're action orientated, obviously, because they're indicating against some specific actions, they're also kind of realistic. So you want the indicators to kind of give you some realism about what is actually going on. And they're also time bound. So you need to kind of let the indicator know how often you're going to be looking at it. It's almost like if you could imagine your KPIs as being kind of little helpers. Let's call them little helpers. I'm making this up as I go, by the way, because I hadn't really thought about saying that. But that is actually what they are. They're kind of little helpers who are kind of there in the background, just monitoring whilst you're busy and away doing other things. And what they'll do is they will just flag up to you, or they'll switch themselves on, or they'll just wave the little flag and they'll just say, hey, Neil, you know, there's something happening over here that you might want to take a look at. That's a KPI, a key performance indicator. I'm going to come on to the key performance bit in a moment. But what a message I want to get through is these are not goals. They're not the end game. They are just indicators of how you're doing. Now, clearpointstrategy.com have got a very nice kind of definition here, and they talk about the most effective leadership teams track fewer than 25 measures. So we've gone up from now 5 to 7. But what they do is these cut across the organization's 4 key perspectives, and these are financial, customer, process, and people. Now, for those of you who know the balanced scorecard, I'll give that as an example a little bit later on, but you'll see that financial, customer, process, and people, it's a version of the balanced scorecard. So what ClearPoint Strategy are talking about here are having some indicators within a range of different things that might be going on in your plans or your projects or your campaigns. So they'll be giving you an indication of how the finance is going within those projects or plans, how your customers are reacting to what it is you're doing, how your process, the end game, that process, the system, or the way that you're delivering this project or plan, or the overall business is going, and also the impact on people. So the people that are involved or being affected, so the stakeholders within this project or plan. So a KPI, if you have a number of different indicators cutting across those 4 elements of financial, customer, process, and people, you know, imagine you're sat there, you're waiting for your little helpers, your little KPIs to flag up when something is maybe slightly off plan or slightly askew or maybe significantly out of kilter with where you thought you were going to be based on your forecasts at the start. Your little helper, your little KPI is going to say, hey, Neil, over here, have a look at this. You know, this particular customer is not happy. This particular customer is flagging up that something's not quite working here. And then your KPI, your key performance indicator that you've set, will then direct you into where that challenge might be. So can you see kind of what's happening here? These are really helpful little allies. I think any project or plan or campaign that doesn't have any form of indicator like this is kind of missing a trick. It's missing an opportunity to, yeah, kind of allow you to project manage. I mean, this is broader than just purely marketing, although we're talking here in a marketing sense, and some of the things that you're going to be using this for will clearly be campaigns and customer facing or internal communication stuff, but it doesn't have to be. You know, KPIs can be used in any form of project management really, really effectively. So KPIs always exhibit three key aspects. And this is where we're talking about the key performance indicator. So up to this point, I've just been talking about the indication element of a KPI. In other words, they're going to alert you, they're going to indicate that they're in the background, just watching and sensing what's going on whilst you're over there being busy doing other stuff. And then they're going to alert you. But if you want these to be key performance indicators, they have to be relevant, measurable, and simple. Okay, so we're not looking for a KPI to be over complex and over complicated. I'm going to give you some very simple examples in just a moment, but I want you to kind of get the essence of what a KPI is. The clue, as I said earlier, is in the phrase key performance indicator. So we're looking here for some measurable, simple, and relevant indicators that will help you guide your thinking, your decision making, and your adjustments of your project or your plan as it goes. So a good KPI is simple so that it's both easy to understand, but also, and this is really important, simple to digest by both the producer, you, the team, the person being measured or the thing being measured, and the consumer, the stakeholder reading it. This is a definition from medium.com. In other words, a key performance indicator is something that is going to flag things up for you that are key to the performance of your project or plan or campaign, but also that you can actually use then to reflect back what's going on, because we don't operate in isolation. So you might need, as a result of this indication, to get some extra budget to do something more, or you might need to adjust a system, and it doesn't happen to be your system. You're piggybacking on something that the IT group or whatever have been working on. So we have collaborators and we have other stakeholders who work with us as we operate in our professional world. So this needs to be a key performance indicator that is simple to understand both by you, so you can interpret it, but also so that you can share it. And of course, you know, what's not to like? If you've got something that will flag something up quickly to you, you can make a judgment call on it, but you can also then flag it to those who can help you solve the challenge it's identified, then suddenly you're onto a good thing here, because this is about super efficiency. And this is the point of KPIs. They are not there designed to give you the answer, but they're designed there to trigger off immediate action, possibly, or certainly short-term action, that will help you to keep this project really flowing. So they have to be very easy for you to consume and digest, but also very easy for you to share. Again, I'll come on to some examples in just a moment. So here from Omar Rabellini is a lovely definition, if you like. So this is defining your KPIs. The key objective, says Omar, is to focus the team's attention to what matters the most. This is not to say that aspects not covered by KPIs can be ignored. It just means that they aren't the primary focus of your team's growth and development right now. By all means, you can collect as many metrics as you want, but remember to only employ those business critical ones as your team's KPIs. Okay. So this is a really key definition here, because if we have a performance indicator over there, we've got a performance indicator here, we've got a performance indicator up there, down there, all around us, and we just have too many that people lose attention, that people kind of get to a point where it's like, oh, all this reporting, all this noise, all this stuff, they won't read it. You know, if you've been in business long enough, and in larger organizations particularly, you will know there's often paralysis by reporting. You know, you see all these charts, you see all these, you know, data tables, you see all this information produced and published every month, and nobody looks at it. This is because this is not key performance measurement or key performance reporting. So what Omar's highlighting and really reminding us to do is to remember that word key. Yeah, we can do lots of performance indicators, and probably we will have more than we want to actually report to the rest of the business. And that's fine. You know, if you've got enough, maybe you're going to do 20 for yourself just because you want the confidence that you're measuring and monitoring the right thing. But actually, the ones that you're going to report are those business critical ones that are important to everybody else. As part of some internal marketing, maybe to your management team or maybe to colleagues, whoever it is, just think about the audience that you're going to be communicating the outputs of these indicators to, because you do not want overkill here. You want to make sure that they are precise, they're simple, measurable, and relevant as well, not only to you, but also to the audience. And that's why we call them key performance indicators. And this is what's going to make them smart. Okay, because anybody can create some indicators, but these are the ones that are smart, are the ones that take account as well of the end audience. Okay, so I think we've defined it now. I think I've made the point enough about why we call them KPIs, key performance indicators. Let's kind of see some in action. Let's see what these things are and also find where we can put them. Okay. Now, I often, as I'm beginning to think about things like a smart KPI, I truly want it to be smart. Okay. So I want this KPI to be measuring and supporting something else at a higher level. In other words, if I get a little indicator on my little dashboard that starts flashing at me saying, hey, Neil, over here, got to have your attention. No, stop doing that. Come over here and have a look at me. Something's going on. I want it to be reflecting something that is going to be significant at a higher level. So the positioning of your KPI is probably at an everyday, in the moment, dashboard that I'm watching and out of the corner of my eye all the time kind of level. Okay, these are not high-level goals, high-level objectives. And this is the difference between a KPI and a goal or objective. So what I would say, there's a hierarchy, and I often sort of fall back on Paul Smith's SOSTAC framework to give me the hierarchy of where I put a KPI alongside a marketing plan or a marketing campaign or a strategy. So I would begin at the top with my highest level goal. What am I trying to do for my business? I'd then underneath that set some marketing specific goals that support those highest level goals. So I've got highest level goals followed by and underpinned by some marketing specific goals that are a subset of those highest level goals. Underneath the marketing specific goals, I'll have probably a number of campaign or project specific goals that underpin my marketing specific goals. So they're kind of the next level down. And then at the bottom of the tree, I will then have my KPIs, my key performance measures, indicators to measure the progress of my campaigns that are supporting the marketing goals, that are supporting the highest level goals. So they are just in their place. They are there as indicators, but they're smart because they're measuring the campaigns that are supporting the marketing that I've already defined as supporting the highest level business goals. So when I go and talk to the board, or in my case, go and talk to my clients at a senior level, I can say, look, these indicators are showing that this campaign needs more budget because it needs to be supporting this marketing goal, which is supporting that business goal that you've targeted and tasked me with supporting. So we can see then, because it's in a SOSTAC framework, you can see the step-by-step, layer-by-layer, granular level, layer-by-layer build-up of where these KPIs sit in this hierarchy. So they're not necessarily at the highest level, but they can be at the day-to-day practical level, flagging up the campaigns which are supporting the marketing, which are supporting the higher-level strategic objectives of the business. So this is not rocket science. It really is just positioning them in the right place and keeping them simple, keeping them focused as key performance indicators that makes them smart. So we don't have to actually do anything different or do anything addition to make that happen. But what this has introduced, and you're probably already thinking this if you're kind of following that narrative, is you're thinking, well, okay, but couldn't we anyway actually have, if we've got them at a campaign level, couldn't we anyway have some KPIs that are kind of there at a slightly higher level? Because wouldn't it be interesting to actually monitor not just the campaigns with KPIs, but actually how our marketing is doing generally? And wouldn't it be interesting if we were actually putting in some KPIs that maybe we're looking at the longer term view? Because, yeah, great, from the day-to-day lead generation or, you know, social media campaign activity, that's great. But, Neil, actually what we want to do is making sure that we are supporting the business at a high level too. And the answer is categorically yes. KPIs, smart KPIs, in the way that I'm defining them here, can be used to balance strategic and tactical marketing value. So strategic value at a branding level, a higher level, a level that's going to give you value in the medium to longer term. That's what we mean by strategic. But also then at a tactical marketing level. So your shorter term targets, your shorter term objectives and goals, that's tactics. I always use the analogy of, you know, tactics is probably 1, maybe 2 years at a push. Strategic is 3, maybe 5 years at a push. Those are the two differences between tactical and strategic. Anybody who talks to you about, oh, my strategies for this week are, actually what they mean is tactics. They're just using the wrong word. So we've got to be super clear here. If we're going to use smart KPIs at a strategic level, then probably what we're doing is we're looking at them in terms of little indicators of how our brand is evolving over time. Some of this stuff might be subjective quality. It might be just the little nuances of how people are perceiving our brand, or maybe how they're kind of less or more aware of our brand and kind of what it does and the value that it brings and our propositions. That would be at a strategic level. So yes, you can have KPIs at a strategic brand level, probably slightly more subjective in quality terms. At a tactical level, which is really what we're talking about here, your short-term KPIs are going to be focused much more around the objective side of things, the numbers, the finances, more kind of operational stuff, you know, the campaigns that I've been talking about. And that's a fundamental difference. So strategic brand value, subjective, quality at a higher level, but also then the more objective and operational stuff at a lower level. But KPIs, if you're smart and you put them into a hierarchy, can be used in both areas. So let's think about some examples then for these kind of KPIs that are looking at strategy or strategic quality, if you like. So things I would put into there as examples, if you want to use KPIs for the longer term view for your business, I would say you're looking at things like customer lifetime value. And you could say, well, isn't that an objective? Well, it kind of is, but it's more of a KPI than that. I'd say also brand perception, market share, potentially. You could have a KPI for market share, set some boundaries. We're currently, we have 7% market share. By the end of, you know, 2025, we want to get that to kind of 9% market share. So we've got a bit of a timeline for how we're going to evolve that. So maybe put some KPIs in there. Little indicators of how then when your market share changes, the little indicators come on and keep you abreast of the progress. Example, tactical KPIs could look very, very different to these. These are kind of more sort of quality ones, the bigger picture, if you like, on the strategic. But from a tactical perspective, you are looking much more at the day-to-day operational campaign level. So you could be looking at financial KPIs, things like cash flow, operating cash flow, or working capital, things like that. If you come from a financial perspective, you could be looking at cost of customer acquisition. You know, how much does it cost currently on average to get a new customer in the mix of things that you do? That would be a KPI at an operational level. Now, you could again say, well, that's an objective. But it isn't, though, is it really? Because the customer acquisition cost, the objective probably is to make revenue and to increase profitability. So the KPI, the customer acquisition cost, which you want to keep low, is an indicator en route to that goal. So do you see the difference here? The indicator shows you how you're progressing in a particular set of features towards something that is a bigger, more important goal, because you could become more profitable even if this key performance indicator, your cost of customer acquisition, was increasing. Because if your revenues are increasing at a higher rate than the cost of customer acquisition, you're going to be more profitable anyway. So you can't make a sweeping assumption that, you know, any of these KPIs operate in isolation to achieve the goals that you've set. Sometimes they'll work in combination or in collaboration. Another one at a tactical operational level, one that I really love, because I think this is a really great indicator of actually how your marketing is truly progressing. Because, you know, anybody can buy leads and followers and create lead generation and, you know, new business. But a good KPI at the tactical operational level is your customer satisfaction score, your net promoter score, if you want to give a particular tool alongside this one. That's a key score, because what it means is that actually you're retaining your customer satisfaction as well as growing your customer base. So customer satisfaction score, you say, well, isn't that an objective? Well, not really. No, it's a KPI, because it's not the end game. Your customer satisfaction is not going to keep you in business, but revenue will and profitability will. So it's an indication of the quality of how you're performing today versus where you're trying to get to and versus the actual performance of the business. So these are indicators which you can, and there's many, many more, and you can do Google search for, give me some examples of tactical KPIs, and there'll be many more. I'm just giving you a few examples here of some of those that I tend to find work quite well. And that customer satisfaction score is a really interesting one, because, of course, you could say, well, at a tactical kind of operational level, because if we need to increase our customer satisfaction, operationally, I've got to look and talk to people in the organization to improve it, which, of course, you have. But if you can get that tactical one right, it clearly also has a spin-off benefit to some of the other strategic goals. And I talked about customer lifetime value just a moment ago. Well, that will obviously be benefited by the fact that your customer satisfaction score today is great, or even excellent, or even improving, because then you'll get more lifetime value from that customer who's just said, I'm very satisfied and I would recommend you to somebody else. So what's happening here is you're seeing a blend of these KPIs working in unison. And that was why at the start I said it's quite interesting to consider it as part of maybe a more kind of balanced scorecard. But we do need to be careful here. When we start to begin to think about these KPIs and the ones that we're going to put in, and I'm going to talk now about, say, for example, because this is a very kind of easy one for you to kind of think through. Imagine you're creating a pipeline of activity, okay, to encourage people from the awareness stage in their journey with you. So, you know, from the first time they see you at an event, or they spot an ad that you've posted in social media or whatever it is, from that very, very first point in time, all the way through to them saying, do you know, I'm interested enough to click this button. Yeah, I'm interested enough to pick up the phone and say, yeah, come and visit me. Or I'm interested enough to put my credit card details in and press spend. In other words, the conversion point. Now, if in that pipeline of moving somebody from awareness to that point of conversion, and let's call it our lead generation pipeline, we have a series of activities. We've got a journey, we call it this customer journey, and they will go through a variety of different steps as they go through that journey. And of course, at each of those steps, we have the opportunity to put, if we wish to, a KPI. We could put a key performance indicator in there, which would talk about reach, for example. So the reach in this campaign that's meant to be stimulating some lead generation. So we're going to get some leads into the business. So we've done a social media campaign and we've got some great reach. Great. There's a key performance indicator. Or, oh, look at all these posts that we've done. Brilliant. How many likes did we get? Wow, that's great. And look, we even got some comments. So there's some real engagement there. I would say tread very, very cautiously putting those kinds of what we call vanity metrics in as key performance indicators. And there's two reasons for that. Soon as you start including things which are just to make you feel good, reach, likes, comments, they don't actually have business value. Okay. Real KPIs, real key performance indicators are when somebody actually eventually then clicks in their journey to come through. So they actually demonstrate a behavior that moves them deeper into this pipeline. When they download something, maybe it's a technical data sheet or a little piece of information or a white paper, something that you've enticed them to come in and download. It could be a voucher, it could be a discount voucher, for example, if this is an e-commerce site. But also, very importantly, contact. They actually make contact, so they're willing to click and commit to the point of the eventual goal, which is we've now got a lead. Those are real KPIs. So click, download, contact, for example, would be KPIs I would suggest you'd put into this lead generation pipeline. But vanity metrics, which you could have as KPIs, but they're not really helpful. In fact, they're very unhelpful. Things like reach, likes, and comments, I would not be tracking in anywhere near the stage where you'd call them key performance indicators. They are indicators because you do need reach. You do need to have a mass of people coming through this pipeline. But the ones that really matter are your real KPIs, clicks, downloads, contacts, because those are the ones that mean something to the business from a tangible key performance indicator basis. The rest of it, you can kind of buy. These are real commitments from the customer. So do you see the difference here? This is really quite important in this word key. And we talked about smart key performance indicators. It's the ones that have a real business meaning that we need to focus on. And of course, as a marketer, particularly in a medium to larger size organization, it is your responsibility to be educating the rest of the organization to the things that are important. So if you start reporting on things like reach, followers, likes, comments, engagement without the click, download, and contact, you are misleading negatively your organization. You're driving them into being proud of the vanity metrics. And that will not help the business, but it'll also not help you in the long term, because what you're wanting to do is to get people obsessing about your smart KPIs, and they won't if you let them off the hook by also including those vanity metrics, which really, really distract all of us if we start to pay too much attention to them. And what happens when you start to introduce this to the organization the way that I've been describing is that people will start getting interested. Of course they will. These are smart KPIs. So what is not to like? So we need to think about if this is going to be going out beyond you personally, maybe out to the team, maybe out into other teams, maybe customer service or sales or other customer facing parts of the organization, begin to add in key performance indicators as well. These things have got to add up, but people need to take ownership. So you need to start communicating in terms of KPIs. So rather than just thinking about reporting back the end result of campaigns and projects, feel free. And actually, I would encourage you to be reporting on KPIs, because KPIs kind of require sort of like a real ownership. You're going to own yours, but think about others in the organization who might have to or might need to provide input and provide data to you as part of the process, because sometimes you can automate it, but often you can't. Often you need, you know, human interaction to be able to collect the data that you need. So if this is going to involve more than just you and the accounts that you're monitoring, the social media that you're managing, the website that you're monitoring through Google Analytics, et cetera, and you need others in the organization to feed in, and of course, the bigger and braver and stronger this gets, you probably will, then you need to be thinking, who's got the ownership? Who's doing this reporting? Who is going to be doing a sense check of the validity and the reliability of the data? So conversations and following this through and really owning it as a program of activities, not just as a one-time little mini project, is really, really important. And then once you've been looking at these KPIs for a number of weeks or months, you're going to want to start sharing this stuff. And as we know, the KPI should be simple, straightforward, and easy to measure. But it's also got to be one that prompts decisions not additional questions. So in other words, as I always say, turning information into intelligence can be the trigger that this KPI stimulates in you. In other words, you see this little light flashing, your little helper says, hey, over here, look, you've got to look at me because something's happening over here. Then it's your responsibility to turn that information that's being flagged into intelligence. In other words, what we want to know is actually how to make better decisions going forward. And it could be you, yes, it's informing your decisions, but also thinking about the reporting and the evaluation of these flags, these little indicators, to others in the business. So speaking their language. So what is reporting best practice? Well, we're looking at advanced analytics here. We're looking at maybe custom formulas. We're looking at maybe some automated reporting wherever we can. We're probably also looking at some interactive dashboards. So when people see some of this data, they're thinking, hey, hold on a minute. This is really interesting, but it's also really useful. So from this indicator and from this data, what would happen if it was 10% more? Or what would happen if we devoted some budget to this and reduced that by 20%? What would then happen? So these become intelligent alarms that help the business to make more solid, more informed, more evidence-based decisions. And so what I would certainly be recommending at this stage, and this is really important, is to maybe try out some platforms that give you the opportunity to be sharing. Obviously, you can monitor your KPIs yourself through these platforms, but also be thinking about them as output. Think about them as things you can build into presentations. Think about some platforms for KPIs that might help you with, you know, combined or collaborative decision making. This is all really, really good stuff when it comes to really increasing the validity and the value of marketing within the organization. So some platforms to try out: Scoro, Datapine, InetSoft, Tableau, Simple KPI. Just do a search on KPI platform examples, and you will find there are a host of organizations who sole focus is KPI dashboards, and you can integrate them with your customer relationship management system, with your website, with your social media, with your campaigns. They are very interactive, but they give this really nice confident sense of, you know, a dashboard that allows you to be making judgment and decisions based on solid information and data. And that is really what we're after here. So by looking at those, you will get a sense of, well, actually, what is possible, but what have we also got in the organization? But importantly as well, what gaps are there? Because what we're looking to do really here is to kind of evaluate if there are any holes in the process, in the people, in the finance, in the marketing, in the customer service that we're doing, all those balanced scorecard elements, if you like. We want to flag up not only where it's going well. I think a lot of people think of KPIs as being, yeah, they're all about, you know, me showcasing the good stuff. Well, they are. And those would, if you're using a traffic light scheme in your balanced scorecard, where you're taking all these different perspectives from how the business is performing in your project or your campaign. If it's green, everything is fine. Everything's going well. If it's amber, it's okay, maybe at the next meeting we need to talk about it. But if it's flashing red, it's something that you need to focus on right here, right now. So it allows us to evaluate the performance of the campaigns and projects, allows us to keep control. We've talked already about this being project management, and it is. It's the same. It's one of the same thing. But it also introduces this idea, which is a great habit for all businesses to have, and almost to become obsessed with, and definitely have at all team meetings at every level, this concept of continuous improvement. Smart KPIs that are answering and flagging up as your little helpers all the alerts to things that are going on positively and negatively in all aspects of your business enable continuous improvement. Without them, what are you doing? Without them, you'd be making it up as you go. Without them, you would be flying completely blind to the reality. So they are absolutely essential. If you are serious about growing, if you're serious about becoming more efficient, if you're serious about being a sustainable business in all senses of the word in the next few years, because these are not going to be easy times, but smart KPIs definitely will be your friend. But really, as we come towards the end of this kind of evangelism, if you like, and I feel like a bit of an evangelist of smart KPIs. I'm not sponsored by smart KPIs, but I probably should be, because I do find myself talking a lot about these. But I also find myself identifying what to watch out for as well. The big thing to watch out for clearly is try to avoid putting vanity metrics into your smart KPIs. You know, just avoid those really, really. Irrelevant data as well. I mean, just because you find it interesting doesn't necessarily mean it's a key performance indicator. Remember, the difference between a PI and a KPI is the fact that your KPI is going to help you with this hierarchy of goal delivery all the way up through the organization. So the higher it goes up, the KPIs are there flagging up these performance issues or positives to everybody. So the irrelevant data to some people might still be relevant to you, but maybe those are just little metrics and indicators you keep to yourself. Another thing to watch for is just measuring and indicating what you've always measured. You know, use this if you're going to look into creating smart KPIs in the way that we're discussing here. Look into doing things differently. Don't just measure what you've always measured. Don't just do what you've always done. And of course, in brackets there, and expect a different outcome, because you won't see it. Okay, so if you want to change things or shift things up, you've got to change things and shift things up. Watch out as well for any KPIs that are actually too hard to measure. Even if you have a desire to measure something or have it in there as an indicator, if it is just too difficult, either technically or process-wise, or you just don't have the internal capabilities in your organization for doing it, it's in the too hard to do box. Get some quick wins. And again, don't fall into the trap of just indicating or measuring stuff that's too easy to measure. Just measuring it because we can. Measure the stuff that's in your hierarchy of value, stuff that is actually going to help you achieve your goals. That is a smart indicator. And of course, the other thing as well is, do not, wherever possible, report information. Don't report information without evaluation. Turn that information into intelligence, because once we get to that point, then we're in a really, really strong driving seat for the organization, of course, but also for how marketing sits within the organization itself. And so I've given you an indication, a little sort of highlighting some of the top tips, if you like, of creating smart KPIs here in this session. And if you want to take this forward, I would suggest, you know, really, really swatting up on this and getting into some tutorials. I found a very, very neat tutorial on the clearpointstrategy.com website. It's the 18 key performance indicators tutorial, and they talk all about financial, customer, process, and people metrics, how to create KPIs to measure true performance, how to choose them, and how to track them. So go to clearpointstrategy.com, 18 key performance indicators, and you will get a very, very useful tutorial that will take you, literally hold your hand, step by step through a process of creating and then using your chosen KPIs to track the performance of every project, campaign, activity, plan, and strategy that you have going forward.